I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
Trill.
Thank you so much for being with us. Beautiful Thursday morning. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, good. As we are getting closer and closer to the weekend, man, it feels good to be up in the house. But I'm going to say this. They should ban Miatas.
Okay.
They should ban Miatas or put them in their own, put them in a bike lane or something. All right? Taking up all, it was like six of them taking up parking spaces today. And you know, when you're driving, you see that space like, oh, hell, because you know, I was bragging yesterday. Because
right, right.
I've been right out front 3 days in a row.
Right. Because you can't see a Miata until you get right
dude,
up
I'm
to
like,
it.
I'm like, oh, hell no, not 4 days in a row. And damn it, they're going to let little ass box car go down a little further. It was like three of them. On the red deck this morning, man. And so they need to give them, like, put their little ass somewhere. And you know what? Put them in, because they told they have a small boat, too, and they could fit in the parking space.
They have to share it.
How about that?
Yeah. If you drive a Miata, you have to find another person that drives a Miata and share the space.
Yeah, man. Get the hell out of here with that little ass car.
Do you get to brag that you have a convertible if you have a Miata?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Like, my wife had a Miata before we made it official, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I would never get in it, dude. Because
how could you?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you'd have to get in again, through the top.
I'm not saying nothing against men who drive Miatas. Nothing at all. So, I've already been called judging somebody early this morning. But it is weird to
dudes
have
that drive Miatas definitely drink.
Drink with their Yeti with a straw.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And have it in the cup holder.
They definitely have that. What is it? The Stanley Cup with a straw. 100%.
See, I wouldn't.
Although I bet the Stanley Cup doesn't
fit. With a cooler
fit.
White Claw in the back?
Yeah, probably.
With a cooler. See, this is not me. I'm just laughing.
On the way to the store for some Impossible Burgers.
Yes.
But I bet the Stanley Cup doesn't fit in the Miata cup holder.
Probably not.
Yeah. These things are awkward.
But yeah, get them out of here, man. Get them out of here.
Get out of here. All right. So we lost all of our listeners listening in Miatas this morning. Hopefully I didn't cut too deep into our audience. Anyway, thanks for the rest of you for being with us. Lots to get to here on a Trillville Thursday, as always. Smoke and Joe Patrick in the final hour as we continue to get ready for the Falcons' trip to Berlin. I believe they'll leave later on today to head over there to take on the Indianapolis Colts for the early, early game on Sunday, 9:30 kickoff right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I guess the kickoff's not that early.
Yeah, but
I just have early on my mind because the Wade Ford tailgate show is going to start at 5:30.
Say
on
what
Sunday
time
morning.
Again? Say what? Say 5:30.
5:30.
Last time you been? You've never worked at 5:30 in the morning, have you?
I have. I used to do a show that started at 5:30.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Here we are,
man,
full circle.
But you can get
back
it.
To my roots.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but yet. It's a kind of centered show around the Falcons in the pregame. You got Joe Patrick.
Yeah, just
you can come here hungover.
Joe talk. Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can come in this thing hungover, man.
I'm batting 1,000 on Wade Ford tailgate.
There you go. So yeah, man. That's always it should
except
be
for, not the Monday one. The Monday one I was
good. Now you're not worried about parking in the neighborhood now because it's still gonna be dark.
Oh,
so you're worried about like getting like hemmed up or nothing? Are you?
That's a good point. Yeah. I'll bring my bat.
Yeah, bring the bat with I'll you, though. I don't want bat. You getting hemmed up over there.
I don't
want
to get hemmed up.
Yeah, no.
Terrible way to start your Sunday off.
Yeah.
Late to the broadcast. What happened?
Yeah, Andy got hemmed up out there, man. Over there.
Nate Dogg was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Help me out. Can't believe they're taking Andy's wealth.
Yep, they got him.
All right. So we'll talk to Joe about that. We'll keep getting ready for a college football Saturday, which is going to be a lot of fun. Some breaking news. We're not going to spend a ton of time on it, but breaking news, the Atlanta United brought back Tata Martino.
Second time around.
Sure, I love it. If it works, it works. That's great.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I've heard of him.
Yeah. The second time around.
Last couple hires they made, I was like, all right.
Who the hell is this
everybody
guy?
Tells me they're great. And I guess I knew Gonzalo Pineda because he had been with the Sounders for so long. But, I don't know. He did a good job the first time.
He damn sure did.
Hope it. Didn't work great with Miguel Almiron last year. But
well, maybe he needed Tata back.
Maybe he
just needed Tata back. But, yeah, I saw I think we talked to Mike last week, and I was like, Tata?
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike was saying he didn't hear anything. So, obviously, the news today is that, he's a guy that can figure the hell out what's going on. We had a call earlier this week. It's like, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with it or how they can get back to winning their winning ways. I mean, it was just one of those things. They came in like a damn rocket.
Yeah.
Just fire.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
They changed the game in MLS, everyone said. And then it turns out, no, they just had a good manager and some good players.
Yep.
Which is usually how you win in all professional sports, whether it's the MLS or otherwise. Yeah, Arthur Blank's had to hire a lot of new coaches over the last handful of years.
Yeah, man.
Between Atlanta United and the Atlanta Falcons. And, hopefully we're not having that conversation again at the end of this Falcons season. Beating the Colts on Sunday would be a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm sure
towards trying to avoid that.
Yeah. I mean, Colts are a good football team.
They are a good
football team. who got a quarterback who's, playing his ass off, man. He looked like Daniel Jones last week, the guy that we've grown to love and criticize. But, I mean, they got a top-flight tailback who everything runs through him in that offensive line.
Yeah, and the Steelers did a great job last week of taking Jonathan Taylor away. I mean, that was pretty clearly their plan was, let's see if Daniel Jones can beat us if we can bottle up this run game. The Steelers defense has not been traditional Steelers defense this year at all. But they looked like it on Sunday against Indianapolis. They were getting after it. I mean, T.J. Watt was awesome. I went back and watched some of that game because I was just like, what happened to the Colts as well as they've been playing? How'd that happen? I mean, the Steelers defense did it to them.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel Jones made a couple bad decisions. He made a bad pick late. But most of those turnovers were tip passes or he's getting hit in the face while he's throwing the ball. It was some fumbles that weren't his fault. Like, it was just a really great performance by the Steelers defense. Most specifically, the Steelers linebackers. Like, they played their asses off in that game.
Yes, they did.
Which, as I'm watching it and thinking about Sunday, I'm like, wow, all right. That's the spot right now where we're probably least comfortable with the Falcons.
Yep.
They're going to be picking on 40,
It's Copcat League.
Tyler Warren, they need to have an answer for that
because,
young man.
Because what was Pittsburgh's answer? Pittsburgh said, here, Jalen.
Yeah, exactly.
Jalen, you got him.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't have that. They don't have, unless you want to maybe put A.J. Terrell on him maybe or something like that. And you're absolutely correct because you're looking at it from a standpoint of, they're going to be, they're going to, let me try to think. Yeah, because I can see Tyler Warren catching nothing but drag routes.
Yeah.
Nothing but drag routes.
Right, just
right in front of him.
Exactly.
Just right in front of him. Mm-hmm. And so, but the biggest.
Because he's fast, too.
Yes, like, but the ultimate thing they got to do, though, is you're talking about the Falcons. It's something that we talked about last week going up to New England. I stopped the run. This is all about, trying to corral Jonathan Taylor because, as we mentioned on Tuesday, this dude can take, he has home run ability, and so if you're able to do that, their offensive line is playing really, really good. They're really, really good.
And they got whipped on Sunday, though.
And that was the thing about it was that's how you beat them. You've got to have an opportunity. Pittsburgh, it seemed like they took that thing personal.
They did.
And Big Cam and those boys were playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and that's how you beat and defeat running teams. That's why the Falcons are getting their ass whipped because teams are playing on the other side of the football. And so when you look at where Pittsburgh is, they got a lot more girth than the Falcons do up front also. And so it's just going to be one of those things where eventually you're just going to have to, as my man Hughes say, see a man, whoop a man. You're going to just have to win these battles up front. And you're talking about Dorlis, who's really playing good, man. He really, really is. And I think you're going to get Zach Harrison back this game.
That'd be very, very
And along with Rook and these guys. So it's going to be up to those guys up front to be able to hold the blocks, allow Caden and whoever is at the other linebacker where it might be 40. He's, in my opinion, he's a better run player than a pass player. That ain't saying a lot. But at the same time, they got to figure out a way to put this game in Daniel Jones' hands. Now, as soon as I say that, Daniel Jones coming out throw five damn touchdowns.
Right, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's been really good this year.
He's been solid.
And I think one of the things that
– I'll take that, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the gamble you have to take. I mean, if you're going to try to take something away from him, that's what the Steelers did, and it worked.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it worked not only because they took Jonathan Taylor away, but because they made Daniel Jones so uncomfortable and sped him up, and he made some bad decisions. They were getting their hands up on everything. Like, it was just a really impressive performance by the Steelers front seven last Sunday. And again, that's not a front seven that's been great this year. They played like it last weekend, but I think the Falcons, not man for man, but I think edge rushers and the guys in the middle on the D-line are pretty good, pretty comparable to some of what Pittsburgh has. Again, they have T.J. Watt. So I'm not going to go too far and say that the Falcons have what they have because they don't.
Right.
But we've seen, and especially when Jalen Walker plays, and especially when Jalen Walker and Zach Harrison play,
better.
The Falcons have the ability to make the quarterback really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But Daniel Jones, I mean, if he's back there, I mean, Alec Pierce is a good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Pittman's a really good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Downs is a sneaky little fast.
That dude like you were talking about, yeah, the guy just, kid from last week from New
England.
He just
seems like he's always open, right, and you got to account for him. And then, you know, we talked about it, and I know we both love watching him last year, and he's off to a great start this year. Rookie tight end Tyler Warren, like, that guy seems – that's the guy that I'm worried about on Sunday.
He's poised, man. Yeah. He is a tough, he's gritty, really good hands, fast as hell. The dude
they can use him in a lot of ways.
He can pick him up, and that's the biggest thing is his versatility, Bunk. I mean, they handed him the damn ball. Yeah. You know, and so the versatility that he has, when you have a player like him or Brock Bowers, they're like, you find the matchup, the mismatches. I'm pretty sure they're going to find every which way they can to get him on that second linebacker.
Yep.
And so the Falcons, this is one of those things where, you know, you got to get hands on them early. You got to make them, as they want to say, reroute them a little bit, throw off the timing in some of his routes. Now, you know, you got to do it at a certain point on the down and distance, but. You know, you got to figure out a way to slow this offense down, give yourself an opportunity. The offense can help. The offense can help if they can find ways to sustain drives, mainly winning on first down, giving yourself a chance, giving Zach Robinson a chance to be able to open up his playbook a little bit, not having it. Because, again, the 3rd-and-9 box on the call sheet is very, very small. It really, really is. So you got to figure out a way to utilize – more of your weapons. Michael Penix has got to be more decisive, quicker with his reads, and maybe his ability to maybe just take off a couple of times and get some of those dirty third downs. But, yeah, this is going to be a tall task for the Falcons going over there.
Yeah, offense, I mean, like we obviously spent a lot of time talking about what the defense needs to do. Hopefully they can carry over some of the performance that they had in the second half against New England.
Hopefully.
Felt like the play at the end where the strip sack and Pierce picks it up and gets him into the red zone on the fumble recovery. Felt like it sparked him a little bit, like got a little bit of confidence going.
Right.
Hopefully that can carry over Sunday. But they win that game if the offense plays better.
Yep.
Like, simple as that. Yep. I know that a lot of the focus is on the missed kick and all that, but you know, there was so many drives that just resulted in nothing in that football game. There was some really good drives too, but it seemed like boom or bust. I mean, it was either three and out or a sustained drive. Got to find a way to be more consistent.
You got to
drive in, drive out, and like we've talked about all week and all season, like it starts on first down. Like if Bijan Robinson, you can't hand the ball to Bijan Robinson and get positive yards on first down in the run game.
You're up the creek.
Yeah,
you're up the creek.
Everything else after that suffers. So. You have to find a way to make that work on Sunday against the Colts. Otherwise, the offense is probably going to look like it has the last 3 weeks, and you're going to have a really hard time winning.
Yep, and that is, I mean, and then you, I mean, we were talking about yesterday, why take y'all, go all the way to get your ass kicked?
Yeah, it's a long damn flight,
and that's early as hell for us to be up trying to root y'all on and everything like that. But, yeah, you got to figure out, and I know we do more of our keys and stuff tomorrow, you got to figure out how to win on first down, Paul. You got to win on first downs on both sides of the ball. All right, because as great as Shane and this offense for the Colts is, I think, don't they lead the league in passing and all? I think they do. Mm-hmm. One league, you got to.
And I guess I keep hearing people say this: the Falcons are the number one pass defense.
Well, how about you can run on their ass?
They're the 31st run defense.
Yeah, you can run on them. So why the hell wouldn't they be?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
there's always a little context to some of that stuff.
Yeah, but yeah. Just like.
But if you ignore the context and just say the positive thing,
I mean.
Then people like that.
That's fine. That's fine with me. But I promise you this, you're going to get a whole lot of Jonathan Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Inside, outside, inside, outside.
Yeah, I want them to have to throw the ball on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take my chances with Daniel.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones dropping back than I would Jonathan Taylor going forward.
Agreed. 100%. All right. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back, get you caught up on everything that's trending this morning. A little bit of what Raheem Morris had to say yesterday. Atlanta United makes a hire. The Braves made some changes to their coaching staff as well. We'll tell you about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.